Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Jesus, we see that upon earth. Holy Ghost, do it again. Oh. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Jesus, we see that and pass me not again to save you, yeah, my own to cry, while on others thou art holy, you not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Sing it loud and clear. Savior, hear my humble, hear my humble cry. Holy, you not pass. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hear my humble. Yeah, my humble cry. Only you are fast. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise. Sing it again loud and clear. Jehovah. Hallelujah, Jehovah, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise. I believe. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well with me. Hallelujah. 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 It is well with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. How I love calling your name every day. Sing it again loud and clear. I love calling your name. Jesus. Sing it loud and clear. Jesus. How I love. Shout it again loud and clear. Jesus. Jesus. Every day. Complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Oh yes, oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah. God, 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 God. It's not my works of righteousness, but my grace alone. It's not my works of righteousness, but my grace alone. It's not my works of righteousness, but my grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. No. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah. Yon, 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 yon. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost of fire. Holy Ghost of fire. Fire burning in my soul. In my soul, Holy Ghost and fire. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes. Our Lord God, that has made us who stand in heaven by thy great power. Our Lord God, that has made us heaven the earth by thy power. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is so difficult. Behold, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for Hallelujah. Is there anything to hold? Hallelujah. Is there anything? Is there anything to ask for? I've been to Calvary. I dip my hand in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. Arise, O God, arise, and fight my battle. Arise, O God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Arise, O God, arise, and fight my battle. Arise, O God, arise. Yes. Silence. Don't say anything for now until I ask you to speak. And when I ask you to speak, you must roar like thunder. But right now, let there be silence. Mapita likaribo sanda. Rimo pakapia. Lariko sempendi kanteala. Rimo kapila kasente ya boshenta. Father, I pray right now. Anyone in this garden tonight whose body has been converted to the habitation of the enemy, whose organ in the body has been converted to an instrument of attack. Anyone here in this garden tonight who has eaten or swallowed anything, consciously or unconsciously, that the enemy is now using against your destiny. Anyone in this garden tonight whose head has been bewitched and has a bad luck pursuing you. Anyone in this garden tonight that your business that was prospering before, all of a sudden, the enemy introduced poverty into it. Unto such people here tonight, let the angels of warfare that has entered into the midst begin to resolve their problems. One by one. That's the first person. Number two. Number three. Four, five, six, seven. That sister over there, something is happening beside you. The powers that represent your parents in the spirit realm, who have collected your dowry in the spirit realm, they are returning what they have stolen from you. Silence, beloved. Your dowry that has been collected in the spirit realm is being returned. It's being returned. There's a power of God coming upon you. Now with an angry voice, Please don't let anybody's voice overshadow yourself. Say, powers agitating against my joy. Can I hear the sister say shouting this? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. What are you waiting for? Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your grace that we enjoy in our Wednesday services. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, touch each and everyone here tonight. Lay your hands upon our lives. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. This evening, we're looking at what I call students in the school of sadness. Students in the school of sadness. And it is good for you to listen very carefully. The Bible says, he gave beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise to replace the spirit of heaviness. There is a spirit of sadness. There is a spirit of joy. There are different categories of students in the school of sadness. Let's look at a few scriptures. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Philippians 4, 6 says, fair, dear, say yes. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Another version of the Bible says, do not worry yourself about anything. Worry is an anchor of sadness. Now go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15. Look at verse 13. Proverbs 15, verse 13. Proverbs 15, 13 says this. Listen to it carefully. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Sadness breaks the spirit. And once that spirit is broken, it's like you break the wall to a house. All kinds of serpents and scorpions and all kinds of enemies are just rushing. One terrible ladder that the enemy uses so constantly for many people, this ladder of sadness, it breaks the wall in the spirit. It breaks the spirit. Once you are a student in the school of sadness, any attack waged against you in the spirit realm prospers. Anytime you make the mistake of crying yourself to sleep, well, that night you have opened the whole of your defenses open, and all kinds of things will just rush in. Please, some of the things we think they are big problems, sometimes they are very small. They are very small. It is likely that there are people in this service this evening. If you can padlock your mouth for 2 weeks, 2 weeks, you refuse to talk with that mouth, your breakthrough will manifest. But people don't know. A small thing can result in a big problem. I am praying that the Lord will open our understanding. He says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. I'm praying a fire prayer for somebody here. May your spirit not break. May it not break. May it not break. May it not break. In the name of Jesus. And if it has broken, the fire of the Holy Ghost will melt it back into position. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That is, joy in your heart is medication, is medicine. You are healing yourself. Healing without drugs. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But a broken spirit dryeth the bones. It dryeth the bones. This, it dries your virtue up. It dries your blessing up. It dries your virtue up. That's what the Bible says. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Isaiah 12, 2. If you are there, say yes. Say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Now look at verse 3. Therefore, with what? Can you shout it loud? Shout it again. Let your voice roll like thunder. Therefore, with joy, shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. That is, it is with without joy in your heart, you cannot draw the waters of miracle, the waters of joy out of the well of salvation. And it's a very serious matter. I was in Paris for a crusade, and a woman came for counseling. It is a long time I've seen a face looking that sad. She came looking very sad. A beautiful face, but the face is now concocted into sadness. And I said, madam, why are you looking like this? I said, smile. There is nothing to smile about. Laugh. There is nothing to laugh about. What is the problem? I said, I can't tell you. Just pray for me. Okay. Since you don't want to talk, let's pray. I started the prayer. All of a sudden, something took her out of my hand, folded her up like paper, put her on the floor. And then, there on the floor, she began to sing. She started singing. Do you sing French? Do you sing German? Do you sing French? Do you sing English? Do you sing Yoruba? She sang on the floor there. While she was singing there, I continued my counseling. Since she was busy singing on the floor. Then she started one song that drew my attention back to her. I have never had anybody singing that kind of song. She started singing. Eli, Eli, Eli. Lama sabachthani. Hallelujah. Eli, Eli, Eli. Lama sabachthani. That, I stopped what I was doing. Eli, Eli, Eli. Lama sabachthani. Was one of the words of Jesus on the cross. And the meaning of that is, my Father, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? So when she now turned into Eli, 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 Lama sabachthani, she now added, hallelujah, Eli, 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 Lama sabachthani, and now moved in. I shook her. Do you know the meaning of this song? Said somebody taught her that song in the dream when she had a tragedy. May the enemy not coach you for tragedy. I said, what was the tragedy? He said, our daughter went and reported her father to the police that the father raped her.
And this father too is a police officer. So they arrested the father. So the man could not stand the shame. He committed suicide. By the time the case was examined, they found that the girl was a virgin. He had told lies against his father. And the father had committed suicide. She said that is where her sadness started. When it was in the dream, they thought that to be saying, Eli, 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 lama sabachthani. Eli, 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 lama sabachthani. Tana said, this is a bad song. You are saying God has forsaken you. And you are shouting hallelujah that he has forsaken you. May the enemy not coach you for sadness. May every song of sorrow backfire to the enemy. It must backfire. It must backfire. It must backfire. It must backfire. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, with joy, shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. This is Isaiah 12:2. That's why we got that our popular song. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust him. I will trust him. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. I'm not be afraid. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. That's where that song came from. Without joy, you cannot draw water out of the well of salvation. If you have the bucket of sorrow in your hand, you cannot bring out the water of joy. You have to make up your mind. And whatever you do in this earth, both sadness and happiness is a choice. You could decide to be happy. You could decide to be sad. Life is not easy. Any preacher who is telling you life is easy is a liar. Life is not easy. The Bible says, man that is born of a woman has a few days and is full of trouble. The whole of life is trouble. The second name for this world is trouble. I want you to understand this very well. All you need to do to get into trouble is for somebody to just tell some lies against you and go and report you somewhere. And by the time you, before you clear yourself, you could be in trouble. The whole of life is trouble. Somebody is driving his car. He's obeying the regulation. He's going on the right side of the road. The one driver who is coming from a party, who is drunk, now flies the culvert to go and hit him. The whole of life is trouble. There is plenty of stress in our world. That's what I was telling some people on Sunday. I said, this world is becoming strange now. We have tall buildings, but shorter spiritual lives. We spend more money, but we possess less. We buy more things, but we enjoy less. We have bigger houses now, but we have more divided homes living inside those big houses. We have more degrees. Degree for this, degree for that. Even there is degree for witchcraft now. We have more degrees, but less sense. Less sense. We have more experts, but then we have more problems too. We have plenty of medicine. We also have plenty of fake ones that are killing people. We have more books, but less readers. The reading culture is dying. Dying, dying, dying. Most people will probably prefer now to sit behind a computer or phone or Greenberry, Blackberry, White Belly and begin to press like this. Begin to press. But to read a book is becoming very, very difficult. In spite of the fact that there are plenty of books. We have more churches, but less maturity. Less maturity. We have plenty of charismatic manifestation, but less of Christ-like maturity. We have more writings, but less learning. That's the state of this present world now. We have more talking, but less action. We have more planning, but less accomplishment. Damn. We have plenty of big men, but less good character. We have more beautiful houses, but less good homes. Beautiful houses, but there is no home inside. The woman there is not happy. The man there is not happy. The children there is not happy. And yet the house is massive. The house is massive. I want you to think about it. That's the kind of world we are in. So there is stress in the world, no doubt. The Bible now says something very dangerous. Say in the last days, say evil men and seducers, they will wax stronger and stronger. That is, the witches will become stronger. The occultists will become stronger. The people who are in darkness will become stronger. Those who are seducing people, they'll become cleverer. They become clever. And it's a sad situation. But in spite of it all, you can decide to be happy. You can also decide to be sad. Who are the students in this school of sadness? Number one, those who only think about themselves alone. It's only yourself you are thinking about. You couldn't be bothered what you are doing to others or what your reaction is causing. If you are like that, you can never be happy. Two, those who always talk about themselves, talking about yourself. If you are always talking about yourself, you cannot be a happy person. Three, if you are always saying, I did this, I, you cannot be happy. We are talking about students in the school of sadness. Four, if you mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others, you can never be a happy person. If it's what they are saying that is bothering you, you'll never be happy. As I'm standing here talking to you now, if I begin to tell you what names they are calling me, you'll be surprised. But it doesn't bother me. Because any name that God has not given to a person, and you are calling the person that name, it is you who will receive the punishment. So if you always, what did they say about me? What's the opinion about me? If that is how you are going to live your life, you'll be continuously sad. What are they going to say now? What did they say about me? It is what are they going to say that is leading people into debt? Debt. Because of what are they going to say? You borrow money, you bought wedding gown. You borrow money, bought expensive suit to marry. Because of what are they going to say? You went and did what you should not do. You have no money to throw a party. You threw a party. Because of what are they going to say? They are going to say I'm poor. They are going to say this. They are going to say that. Because of what are they going to say? When so-so person died, when his father died, they killed 10 cows. Me, I want to kill 20 because of that. Because of what are they going to say? 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 I could remember when my father went to be with the Lord. We are going to do it like this. The people on the street, they do their own wakekeeping on Thursday. People in the church do their own wakekeeping on Friday. Saturday, we do the burial, the morning. In the afternoon, do the outing. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days. Burying the dead. When the Bible says, let the dead bury their dead. I said, okay, no problem. I have the final say. So, both wake keeping, burial, outing, I did it in one day. Those of you who were here there, you will remember. One day. And by the time I finished the burial, some people rushed from our family and came. You have buried him quickly like that. This is not done. I said, sir, no problem. No problem at all. We have finished our own in the cemetery. If you want to start another one, this is the cemetery grave number. Go there, take him out. Start your own. That's what, me, I'm finished. Say, okay. What are they going to serve us? That's why the story ended. And I say, hey, what are they going to say? I must come out in a big way. You will come out in a big way. When you do not realize that there is a time to take over, there's a time to take cover. You don't take cover. When you should take cover, the enemy will bang your head and God will be watching and will do nothing. I want you to understand this very, very well. One of my former lecturers, when he did correction marriage in this church, he came with bathroom slippers. Some will go and borrow shoes because of what are they going to say? What are they going to say? If you are going to live your life by what are they going to say, you will never be happy. You will never be happy. Please understand this very, very well. A lot of people have put themselves into unnecessary stress because of what are they going to say? The people you are cooking for during your birthday, who ask you to be cooking for those who are not hungry? And then you waste your money. And then the owner of the rice is running after you. He's writing petition. The video man came to remove the tire of your car because you didn't pay him after the wedding. Because of what are they going to say? He went and hired a big, expensive Mercedes or whatever car to bring your wife to church. Unfortunately, when they drop you and your wife at where you are going to stay, the car had an accident. And now the owner said, well, you have to repair. Whereas you had Okada at home you could use. I don't understand why you are... Anyway. 5. Let me leave that one since you don't want me to talk again. 5. The fifth kind of students in the school of sadness. Those who listen greedily to what people say about them. Say, they are gossiping about me. They are gossiping about me. I'm sure it's me they are talking about. Because when I came, they stopped talking. You won't be happy. 6. Those who are very suspicious of others. And suspicious of others. If you are like that, you cannot be happy. 7. Those who always expect to be appreciated. Anything they do, they expect that, well done, very good, wonderful. You always expect to be appreciated. When the appreciation therefore does not come, then you become sad. Become sad. But if you have programmed your life in a way, whether they say, well done, doesn't matter. Whether they didn't say, well done, I'm working for the glory of God, doesn't matter. You'll be a happy man. You'll be a happy woman. Say, anything I do in this house is never appreciated. Say, Daddy, this soup you are eating, does it not taste better than the one you've been eating here? Master, it's better. Say, that's what I'm saying. You don't appreciate what I'm doing here. You don't appreciate what I'm doing here. I've used extra money to buy liver, to buy this. And now you are just swallow it. You can't appreciate this. So if you are expected to be appreciated all the time, you're a sad person. 8. Those who are jealous and envious. Jealous and envious. When that is in your soul, you can never be happy. You're always envious of others. Jealous, and you won't be happy at all. That's what the Bible calls jealousy and envy an evil seed, evil root, root of bitterness in the heart. 2 brothers, they envied each other. War broke out in their village. They began to run from the enemy. So one of the brothers saw a big pot by the forest and he died inside the pot. Unfortunately, the enemy caught his brother because there was envy amongst them. And I said, where, which village are you from? He mentioned another village. Were you not the one we're running after now? I said, no, I'm a very rich man where I came from. Why should I be running? Because of the envy amongst them. He said, well, which family are you? He mentioned the family. Well, what is your role in the family? He said, I'm the firstborn, I'm the richest. His brother has forgotten that he was hiding in the pot. He shouted from the pot, he's a liar, he's a liar. That's how the enemy knew that he was there. So they captured the 2 of them. And it is sad when a person is like this. A man did not trust his wife. So envious and jealous. He believes other men were going out with the wife. So the wife was selling in the shop. He decided to go and hide in the bush by the side of the shop to be watching those who are going in, who are coming out. He was hiding there. All of a sudden, he saw one man coming. Nothing that the man just misread. He was asking which direction is it, which direction is that? So he tried to move forward so that he can hear what the man was saying. And with mighty aggression, he stuck his leg into a broken bottle. The bottle entered into his leg. He cried, yeah. And he came out of the bush with blood dripping from his leg. Very bad wound. The wife saw him. Daddy, what are you doing inside the bush? Daddy, what are you doing inside the bush? Is the spirit of envy has wounded his leg. That's the truth. Envy, jealousy. Envy, jealousy. And if you are the kind of woman, you are wasting your life monitoring your husband. You are monitoring phone calls, monitoring text messages, checking pocket, checking letters. You will never be happy. Because anybody who wants to commit fornication can commit fornication without even removing his clothes. So what are you wasting your life for? Instead of just stick to your prayers, stick to your God, and do your best as a wife. Fornication, adultery is a spirit, a clever spirit indeed. Once that spirit is inside a person, monitoring them is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. That's the truth. So, want to be happy? Just focus on your life, your children, your virtue, your destiny, and do your best as a wife. Now, those who are very sensitive to insult, very sensitive to insult, any small thing, say, hey, look here, that's very rude. You are insulting me. That, if you are that sensitive, you can never be happy. I used to tell our pastors, anybody who does not like to be insulted should not say, I want to become a pastor. As a pastor, you would be thoroughly insulted. A pastor is like a hanger hanging clothes in the house. If you put a new suit on the hanger will not complain. Put an old cloth, will not complain. But without that anger, your cloth cannot remain the same. So anybody that cannot, we can't withstand insult, forget it. I was in a place, there are some 3 or 4 MFM pastors around me. And somebody that had not seen me for 20 years, saw me at that airport, and he ran to me. And said, Brother Ne, is this your face? One of those pastors said, what? Who are you calling Brother Ne? That is our Jew. The name is Dr. D.K. Olukoya. Not Brother Ne. I now face the pastors. I say, no, I'm Brother Daniel. We are all brothers. All of us. We're all brothers. And then, when you get to heaven, nobody will call you Dr. This, Professor This. You can call yourself Double Archbishop. The most supreme is Eminence, Preeminence Evangelist. Nobody recognizes that in heaven. All those things are just labels on the bottle. When you get to heaven, all the labels will be pulled off. We will see you for who you are. Check the apostles. Check Jesus and the apostles. They call themselves by name Peter, Simon. It's only that they call Jesus Master. But all of them address themselves first names. They didn't say Reverend Peter, Reverend Stephen, Apostle Stephen. Most senior Apostle Stephen. The dangerously senior apostle. They don't. 10. Those who are students in the school of sadness, they never forgive criticisms. They don't forgive criticism. The truth about criticism is this. If they criticize you, you should be congratulated. It means you are doing something. If you never did anything, nobody will criticize you. If they say sweep and you refuse to sweep, nobody will criticize your sweeping. If they say interpret, you refuse to interpret, nobody will criticize your interpretation. But the fact that they are criticizing you means that you are doing something. You are doing something. That's the truth. I was in the church at that time. The man of God was preaching. He said, can these bones live? Can these bones live? The interpreter got confused. Can these bones live? That's what we are saying. So the man was speaking in Yoruba. So he said, can these bones live? So when the man was saying, she gungugu bele dihalai, he was supposed to say, can these bones live? He said, can this masquerade live? Praise the Lord. Oh, people started laughing at him. But at least he is trying. Some of those laughing, if you bring them here, right from sentence number one, they will be shaking. So if you never forgive anybody who criticizes you, you'll never be happy. So if they are criticizing you, thank God you are doing something. So once they criticize you, no need to be angry. Look at the criticism. The one that you know it is true, adjust yourself. The one you know is not true, throw it away. That's how to improve. My best friends are my critics who say, Daniel, this is wrong. Don't do it like this. It's wrong. My best friend said, don't do this. Don't do that. This is strong. Strong. That's part of why my wife is my best friend, because she's my greatest critic. So this is wrong. But if you become a dangerous giant, nobody can tell you when you are doing something wrong. They'll finish you before you die. Praise the Lord. So if you want to be happy, once they criticize you, take it with good spirit. Thank them very much. Then look at what they are saying. Pick the one that is true. Pray away the one that is not true. Use it to correct yourself. That's why somebody has said, it is sometimes useful to listen to your enemies, because they will tell the truth about you. Unlike your friends, tell the truth about you. A king went to king's meeting. Anytime he spoke, people will cover their nose like this. They cover their nose. Anytime he rose to speak, everybody will do like this and cover their nose. He now called one of the kings. He said, when you were talking, nobody covered the nose. Why is it that anytime I'm talking, you people cover your nose? Say, can I tell you the truth? Say, king, your mouth is smelly. Terrible odor. Say, eh? Say, but my wife did not tell me. Say, ah. But say, it's not true. If it's smelling, my wife will have told me. Now, when he got home, call all the wives together. Is my mouth smelling? They didn't answer. So I say, you should answer me now. They say, Ben, it's true. It's true. They were close to him. They were not telling him what was wrong. And he got embarrassed somewhere else. Your son can criticize you. Your child can criticize you. And listen first. 11. School of sadness. Those who trust nobody but themselves. Don't trust anybody. It's only themselves to trust. You will be unhappy if you are like that. 12. Those who insist on proper respect. They have to respect me. They ought to know me here. I must be respected. I must be respected. They must treat me this kind, this way, that way. To expect that always, you will not be happy. 13. Those who demand that everybody agrees with their own views on everything. They demand that everybody must agree with their own view on everything. And once they don't agree with your view, you become unhappy. 14. Those who are unhappy when people are not grateful for the favor they show to them. You've shown favors to people, but they are ingrates. They're not grateful. And so you become unhappy. Now, you'll be a sad man. You'll be a sad woman. 15. Those who expect something back for any service they do to people. Anything they do, they expect you to do something in return. If you don't do something in return, you'll be so sad. You'll be so sad. My friend came to me one day many years ago. He was coming from a naming ceremony. He said, Daniel, thank God for me today. I said, what? He said, because of this naming ceremony I'm coming from. What happened? He said, just thank God for me that I was not embarrassed. He said, naming ceremony, why should I embarrass you? He said, hey, brother Daniel. See me, see trouble. He said, when we got to the naming ceremony, and they did the naming, then they take plate and collect offering from those who came to naming ceremony. They collect that money, give it to the baby or whatever. Normally, they collect the offering immediately after the service. Then they begin to serve food to those who came. Say, see this man. So he brought the food to the people. And he said, when we had our firstborn, you did not give us any offering. So no food for you. Serve this one. This one gave us 1 naira. This one, yes, this one didn't give us anything that time. This one didn't give us anything. My friend said his leg was shaking, because he could not remember whether he gave them something that day or not. But fortunately, he did. His name was in their book. They served him. They called a party and refused to serve everybody. If you want to live your life like that, person will be completely unhappy. 16. Those who dodge their responsibilities. Dodge your responsibilities. The person will be continuously sad, because that thing you are running away from will backfire one day. 17. Those who do as little as possible for others. they don't do much for others. They forget that in Scripture, the most blessed people in Scripture are those who went out of their way to be a blessing to others. 18. Those who love themselves supremely. They love themselves supremely. They don't care what happens to another person. If you are like that, you'll be sad. 19. Those who are selfish. Selfishness is an anchor to sadness. 20. Those who constantly meditate upon their problems regularly. They constantly meditate on their problems regularly. Students in the school of sadness. The last group of students, which is number 21. Those who quit. The Bible says, if thou faint in the days of adversity, thy strength is little. Thy strength is little. When you give up, in a hurry you give up. In the midst of the battle, you give up. The Bible says, the righteous man falleth down 7 times. He bounces back again. You refuse to bounce back. You quit. To quit is to fold your arms when the work has not finished. To quit is to stop boxing while your opponent is still hitting you hard. To quit is to depart from the field of play when the match is not over. To quit is to surrender to the enemy. To quit is to write a courier letter to the school of failure. To quit is to declare praise worship for the enemy. So when a person is weak in the day of adversity, you are leaking the petrol in the tank of your destiny. The person is handing over the steering wheel to the enemy. And you are allowing the enemy to stop you before you stop them. These are the 21 students in the school of sadness. Now say, how do I resist sadness? Because the devil is always confronting people with melancholy, with sadness, with stress. 6 keys, which I'm going to go through very quickly. The first way to resist sadness is to quote scriptures, like Jesus did to Satan in the wilderness during the temptation. So jump down. This is written. He will give his angels charge over you, lest you strike your feet against a stone. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Anything the devil brought, it is written. So when the enemy brings sadness against you, you tell them, it is written. It is written. I shared this with you many years ago. A big church in this Lagos, very big church, they closed the service. They employed this security man, very muscular, but a former area boy. The service closed at 9 o'clock. By 11 o'clock, he went around to just check the whole auditorium and found a small girl of about 9 sitting right in the center of the auditorium. So he went to her. He said, young girl, where is daddy? Where is mommy? What are you doing here? She didn't answer. He said, I'm talking to you. No answer. He said, what do you mean? I said, okay, I will go to my office now. I will bring a cane. If you don't leave or you don't answer, I will cane you out of this place. Because the man was a former area boy, he did not recognize that he may not be fighting a human being. So he went to his office, brought out NEPA wire, electric wire. I said, stand up, stand up. The girl did not answer. He lifted the whip as it was going to land on the head of the girl. The girl shot one hand up, cut the NEPA wire, and tore it to pieces like paper. At that level, you should have known that he was not dealing with a human being. But being a former area boy, and I said, okay, you don't want to go, I will push you out of here. So he tried to pull her. It was like pulling a trailer. He couldn't move her 1 inch. So where he was struggling to move her, his hand removed the scarf on her head. Then he found that instead of human hair, what was on her head were grasses. When he saw grasses on her head, for the first time, he stepped back. Now I said, it is written. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is written. Now he began to quote scriptures. Immediately he began to quote scriptures. For the first time, the girl stood up and moved towards the gate. Whenever the man stopped talking, scripture. When the man starts, it is written. The girl begins to move slowly. And the battle went on like that from around 11 to 5 a.m. in the morning. By 5 a.m. was going, the girl walked sluggishly out and disappeared. There is power in "it is written." I would not have heard about this case if not for the fact that when the man was pulling the girl, a golden wristwatch fell from her hand. The area boy security man now took the wristwatch and took it home. And that was where his problem started. It is written. So you need to have scriptures in your memory. And anytime you are attacked in your dream and you don't have enough consciousness to quote scripture, then your spirit man is asleep. Second way to resist sadness: rebuke the sadness openly. Open rebuke. That is, don't care what anybody is saying. Open rebuke. Jesus did this several times in scripture. There was a time he was on his way to the cross to die. And Peter was saying, don't die. This is not your Lord. The Bible said, turn back and face Peter. Say, get away from behind me, thou Satan. Open the book. I remember that man of God. He went to minister in a crusade. As he was going home, the devil began to speak to his mind. Say, you are the only one in this car. Suppose this car some assaults now, and you die. What happens? He kept driving. The thought kept coming. It didn't quite come. At a stage, when he got tired, he now parked the car. He went to the other side, opened the door. He said, you Satan, you are probably sitting on that seat. Get out now! And immediately, that voice ceased. Open the book. The third way to resist sadness is by praises and by praying in tongues. Praises and praying in tongues. Instead of allowing sadness to take root of your heart, you break out in praises or break out in praying in tongues. The Bible says, he that speaketh in tongues speaketh mysteries. No man understandeth him. However, in the spirit, he's speaking mysteries. Fourth way to resist sadness is to carry out holy rebellion. Holy rebellion. The enemy brings the sadness. Say, You see what has happened now? One, on your mark, get ready, steady, go. Start crying. And you want to start crying. But holy rebellion said, no, I will not cry. You ask me to cry, I carry out rebellion now. I begin to laugh. That's holy rebellion. You do exactly the opposite of what the enemy wants you to do. They call it holy rebellion. Holy rebellion. So one, quote scriptures. Two, open the book. Three, praises and speaking in tongues. Four, holy rebellion. Five, refuse to pay attention to it. That is silence. Silence. Nothing is more final than silence. That is, you ignore those thoughts of sadness it's bringing to you. Just ignore it. Silence. The enemy will say, we want this person to talk. The person is not talking. Silence. And finally, violent prayers. Violent prayers. These are the ways to resign from the school of sadness. Tonight, you and I have prayers to pray here. Serious prayers to pray. Many, many years ago, our ancient fathers in the Lord, they composed so many songs having to do with driving sadness away. They knew that sadness is a spirit. It's a spirit of heaviness. So you chase it out. Chase it out. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. In case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, bow down your heads and tell the Lord to forgive you. In a situation where you have allowed sadness to overshadow your soul, you allow the spirit of heaviness to take charge of you. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says he's able to wash our sins away to be as white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. This prayer you are going to pray, it is important that you sing this song louder even than the prayers. Because the song is the word of God and a powerful confession that will bring breakthroughs to your spirit. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours as you sing this song. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Sing it again loud and clear. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Yes. Sing it again. Sing it loud and clear. Yes. Karura, karura. Ibanuja karura. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Shout it loud and clear. Joy of the Lord, my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. With a voice louder than that of anybody here, there are prayers and there are prayers. One prayer point sometimes can replace 2,000 prayer points. With a voice louder than anyone around you, say, every power that hates my laughter, in the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sin fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy of our Lord, all the days of the Lord, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.